Chapter 2. No more cereal, please. Blah, grumble, blah. Yes, I'm cranky this morning. Why? 1. I'm tired from last night. 2. I'm having cereal for breakfast again when there is a full carton of eggs in the fridge. 3. I have nothing to wear because all my clothes are dirty. It's not like I need a hot breakfast all the time, but the eggs are going bad tomorrow. I know because I checked the carton. Are my parents ever going to cook them? Why did they bother buying them? And the laundry! They haven't done the laundry in more than a week! What is up with that? I am down to my monkey underwear, I say, shifting uncomfortably. My mother should know what this means. I have 2 pairs of monkey undies, and I never, ever, ever wear them unless I absolutely have to, since I am not a fan of wedgies. I should have just thrown them out. Of course, if I had thrown them out, then I'd have to go to school wearing dirty undies. Yuck. What I really need is for A, my parents to take me shopping, or B, for them to do laundry. But it's not like either will happen, since they barely have time to brush their teeth. Seriously, I think my dad forgot to brush his teeth this morning. His breath smells like last night's pepperoni. My mom ruffles my hair. Sorry, honey. I'll try to get to the laundry tonight. If I run out of laundry, can I wear my Spider-Man bathing suit under my jeans? Jonah asks.
No, sweetie. Dad says, you wouldn't be comfortable.
Like wedgies are comfortable? It's the end of the day, and I'm in bed, and I'm not happy. 1. We had pizza for dinner. Again. Forget smelling like a pepperoni. I might turn into a pepperoni. 2. No one did the laundry tonight. I will have to wear my 2nd pair of monkey underwear tomorrow, which means I will have a wedgie again. And after that, shudder, shudder, it's dirty undies for me. Jonah, who is supposed to be asleep since his bedtime was an hour ago, pops his head into my doorway and whispers, "See you at midnight." I purse my lips. Fine. I'll try again, but it's not like I expect it to work. I bet it does, he cheers. And what are you basing that on? The fact that it hasn't worked for the past 3 days? I ask in my best lawyer voice. I'm going to be a lawyer when I grow up. Not because I want to be a lawyer, but because I want to be a judge. You have to be a lawyer before you can be a judge. That's the rule. For the record, when I'm a lawyer, I'm still going to do stuff like laundry and cook. It has to work at some point, Jonah reasons. I'm setting my alarm. I flump my head back on my pillow. Fine, so will I. I will humor my brother and return to the basement. But this is the last time. After tonight, the mirror is dead to me. Enough is enough. Abby! Wake up! Let's go! I open one eye, then the other. Doesn't my brother know that he's supposed to knock? That's the rule. My alarm rings and I reach out to turn it off. Rumble. So not in the mood. But I swing my legs over the side of the bed anyway. Aren't you changing? Jonah asks. He's wearing jeans, a red sweatshirt, sneakers. Nope. I am staying in my pink pajamas with purple polka dots. Not anything I'd ever be caught in outside my house, but I'm not worried. It's not like the mirror's going to work. Okay, here's the secret thing. Have you ever heard the expression, a watched pot never boils? My Nana says it all the time. It means if you're waiting for something to happen, it won't. But if you don't wait, it will. Like when you're waiting for your friend to call you back and you stare at the phone hoping it will ring. It doesn't. But if you go off and do your homework, before you know it, your friend calls and, yay, interrupts you. So here's what I'm thinking. What if this is like that? When I get all dressed up expecting the mirror to let me in, it doesn't work. But if I wear the most ridiculous pajamas I have, the only ones that happen to be clean, then the mirror will think I'm not expecting it and will finally let us in. I shove the thought back down deep inside my brain.
If the mirror knows I'm trying to trick it, then my trick isn't going to work. La la la, no tricks here, just wearing my ridiculous pajamas. And sneakers. No choice, the basement floor is cold, and my slippers are still at Snow's. I climb down the stairs with Jonah. I close the basement door. We stand in front of the mirror. Jonah knocks once. He knocks twice. Ready? He asks. Whatever, I say, trying to sound bored. He knocks a third time. Thrice. Ha, isn't that a funny word? It sounds like a kitchen utensil. To make the eggs really fluffy, I need to use the thrice. Except no one in my house eats eggs anymore. Abby! It didn't work, I say. Let's go back to bed. I'm tired. But Abby! Maybe we did just imagine the whole thing, even the jewelry box. Or maybe Mary Rose left town. Maybe she came with us to Snow's story and stayed there. Maybe... Abby! What? Jonah is pointing at the mirror. Look! I look. It's spinning. It's hissing. It's turning purple. It's working? Oh my goodness! It's working! Woohoo! Jonah cheers. We're going back in! We're going back in! We're going back in! We're going back in! And I'm wearing polka dot pajamas.